Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For practice today, so these three players will not practice. Ed Oliver, Matt Milano, Spencer Brown. Spencer is dealing with a calf. All are improving and headed in the right direction. It's just a matter of taking it one day at a time, and we'll see where it goes this week. With that, I'll turn it over to you.
Did that calf come out of the game, Brown?
Yes. Yep.
Sean, we talk about rookies having to drink from the fire hose, per se, early in the year. The way Jackson Hawes has played, as well as he's played, I'm going to assume that he's doing with that than most. How impressed have you been by the way he has digested what he's had to digest in all the years?
Yeah, I think they're all doing a good job, you know, generally speaking, as it comes to first-year players. Jackson probably seeing what you're seeing is more action than some of the other guys, and he's made the most of the opportunities, and I think he's got great leadership at that position in his room with Coach Boris to start with, and then the veterans that are in that room, and that helps. And it appears to me that he has a great amount of respect for those guys, and they're teaching him as well kind of the way, and then he's performed in an admirable way up to this point as well. So like all of the first-year players, we continue to try and get them onboarded and getting to understand how this league works and then how we work and how we do things.
Sean, staying in that room, Dalton has produced here through the first three games, seemingly in the way that you guys had hoped he would. How rewarding has that been for you to see, knowing the work that he put in this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, it's whenever you get the results and you work hard before that, it's a great reinforcer of habits. And that's not at all to suggest he didn't work hard prior to the last season. All I can focus on and all he should be focused on is what he did this year to get himself ready to go, and he put in the work, as you mentioned.
Hey, Sean, I know you've talked about the first half struggles on defense, but is it more frustrating because you've been pretty good on first and second down? I mean, you've gotten teams into third and difficult, and that it hasn't always gone your way. Has that been kind of frustrating, too?
Well, I believe one of the best signs, it's a good sign that we're playing some good football on first and second down. You're talking about gap integrity. We're beginning to understand the importance of gap integrity on early downs. We're beginning to understand the importance of rush and coverage working together. And we're getting ourselves into some good third down situations. But then there's another level of the mentality that you've got to take into those third down windows and situations, and then the execution that has to unfold in those as well. So, you know, we continue to grow just as a football team, and then in this case as a defense in those areas as well. We talked about it. Taves and I actually shared a text over the weekend when we were watching it like everybody else was, and definitely, I'll say unique. I don't know if those data support that, but it seemed unique at least and jumped out. So, you know, I know we talked about it Monday when we got back in, and Taves is going through it and studying it, and that's what you do. Regardless of offense, defense, special teams, when you see something like that, you're always wanting to get back in and look at the tape and see how you can learn from it. You'll see some of that out there today. Sometimes it's really goes with when the kicker likes to kick. So you'll see some of it today. And then there'll be, you know, some kickers like to go Wednesday, Friday, some Wednesday, Thursday. It really, that's really how it kind of ebbs and flows.
Trying to mention the execution earlier. When looking at your pass rush, particularly on third down, it seems like the pressure has been there at times, but the finishing, the sack numbers haven't necessarily followed. Have you noticed that? And is that maybe what you were referring to about, you know, making the play when it's there?
Just generally speaking, we can be better, not just rushing the passer, but working together to impact the play or affect the quarterback better. Those two is, you guys know, I've said it over and over again, have to work in concert with one another. So that's really, generally speaking, the answer for you is it overall just needs to be better. To say it's just the rush or just the coverage or just this or just that wouldn't be fair, because there has been some times when the coverage was really good or the rush was really good, and but they have to work together. And so the level of execution, us putting him in the situation, I know Bobby mentioned that the other day, that all has to come together, you know, on any play, let alone third down.
John, what is your perspective on just the home field success this team has enjoyed, aside from the playoffs, regular season games since that Denver game we tried to bring up, but what has been the key to that?
What game was that you said?
Denver lost mid-November 23, where the too many men on the field thing.
Okay, yeah, I
so
got you.
So you won 12 straight and are 3 away from matching a team with franchise from. The secret to that success in knowing that you emphasize
yeah.
home.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in defending our dirt. There's no other way to really say it. And these guys put a lot of time and blood, sweat, and tears into their jobs every day. Their family sacrifice and playing well at home is a big part of that. Is you know, defending what we take a lot of pride in, which is our fan base and how hard we work, and so. And let's also be honest, our fans create an environment. That 12th man is real, and we'll need them again this week. This offense we're going to play runs a lot of no huddle. And, you know, I just watched them try and get that done against Seattle. And I know our fans are the best in the NFL for a reason.
Sean, just as a follow-up, I know there's a lot of internal motivations that happen here over the course of the season. Is there an internal motivation, internal drive, to finish this, knowing that this is the last year of the route, to finish the season out perfect?
That would be awesome. It really would. It'd be a great way for us to send this thing off the right way. That said, though, it's really about one game right now, and that's, I know you're going to get like, oh, here he goes again, but it is. I was just at the dentist yesterday. I kind of felt like I was back at the dentist's office.
I don't know how to make that
day. I think it was about Kellen and being a first-year head coach. And yeah, I think he's doing a really good job. I really do. You can see his personality and his team and the way they play. First two games in particular, you know, this last game got away from him overall. The first two games, it's a one-possession game. They've got the ball and a chance to win the game. So I think he's off to a great start, seems to be well prepared for the job.
Where do you see his personality on the team?
Well, I mean, just, you know, you look at his career as a player, one, and then what he's been able to do as a coach, been very successful in both aspects of his, you know, post-college life. And you're seeing them play the way that they play on all three phases. You're seeing them fight until the end and come back from more than one score down, which is hard to do in this league. And so, I tip my cap to what he's been able to do in such a short amount of time there.
Do you guys have to prepare any different versus day 1 o'clock games? I mean, it used to be so common.
Yeah.
Sunday 1 o'clock games, when you got here, the other games were outliers.
Right.
Now, the Sunday 1 o'clock games are carving the outlier. Do you have to prepare your team any differently for that, because it just doesn't happen very often?
Well, we have to be intentional about it, because it's a normal part of our life now. And so, you know, we've had a 1 o'clock game, but it's been away. Having a 1 o'clock game at home is a slightly different routine, or it takes a slightly different routine. So I'll mention that to the players when the time is right, so that they're aware and intentional of, all right, what does my routine look like for a 1 o'clock home game in this case, compared to the 1 o'clock, you know, away game we had a couple weeks ago.
Sean, if we go back to the third down, maybe this is a big picture thing, but the increase in the amount of teams that go for it on fourth down, and really almost anywhere, has that changed the mindset of how you play defense on third down in terms of it used to be you get to fourth and pretty much the ball's getting kicked?
Yeah.
Does it change the mindset?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. That's how the NFL has evolved over the years. How managing games has evolved and strategy and whatnot. So it definitely factors into things more than it used to, for sure. Yeah.
Deshaun, we're talking about Harrison Smith. When if he returns the chance that Harrison might not?
Well, I don't want to, you know, cast doubt on the situation, but you just still never know until a player's back what it's somewhat of a unique injury a little bit. So we're still, the information I'm getting is we're still taking it one day at a time, and you just don't know when a player has missed this amount of time, you don't know. You want to manage the expectations and say, hey, you know, is he going to come back, and is he going to come back and be able to play and help us? Because there's a lot of ground still to cover physically and mentally at this point. But yes, the hope is, yes, he's able to do that. There's no new report medically at all.
Is there an update on Tyler Bass, knowing that, you know, he can be promoted, like,
off IR? Yeah, again, moving in the right direction, but don't know at this point. Is it going to be next week? Will it be 2 weeks, 3 weeks? We'll see.
Sean, we talked a lot about Cole Bishop, time on task, when he was out. He's the only DB that's not played 100% of the snaps through three games. How much has that helped him, both the communication aspect and seeing the reps, and where do you see him after?
Cole, you mentioned,
Cole,
Bishop.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's. I think, like I mentioned before, the reps have been invaluable for him, and his style of play, the detail that he's now bringing to his play. Joe Dana and him have done a really good job. Him being Cole, because he's had to take ownership in that, and then adding Jordan Poyer to that. Those conversations, those, hey, here's how, you know, the playbook says this, but it's really, hey, here's how I think you can look at this. And that, you know, having someone like that in the room also helps.
You mentioned the mental side of it with Max. I guess, how have you seen him, like, obviously with not being able to be out on the field, like, handle things in meetings and, like, keep that mental side going while he can't be out?
Yeah, Jamal, our corners coach, has done a really good job of keeping him involved as much as he can. And, you know, you do the best that you can. It's up to the player to be doing what he can as well. And so Max has done a good job of that for the most part. And, again, it's just like anything else. There's a lot of unknowns, right? And that's really where we're at. But we're really trying to control what we can, and I know he is as well.
You mentioned the Saints playing a lot of NFL. What's the biggest in-game adjustment?
Yeah, I just think, you know, making sure our players are aware of it and ready for it. You know, they've used it pretty much in all three games, and it's a big part of their offense. So us, you know, because of that, it has to be a piece of our defense this week. And, you know, the things that come from it are multiple. So I know our guys are doing a good job with that as they prepare.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.